The hare took one look at the tall otter maid unwinding her sling and coughed.
Very good. Point taken, old man. What?
Balair crouched on the rim top, holding a long pike axe by his side. Shielding his eyes against the noontide sun, he squinted down the steep, rocky, brush-strewn slope of the crater. Everything seemed unusually quiet. Even the grasshoppers had stopped chirping among the heather, and the humming of bees visiting gorse flowers was absent. He raised himself slightly higher, thinking he had detected a movement amid some rocks. He had time for only one strangled yelp as the slingstone split his skull. Then he toppled downhill with a few loose rocks falling behind him. Slingstones whipped uphill, most of them bouncing off the barricade which stood across the path, a few finding their way over the rough stone wall, but not causing much damage to the enemy. Pizzu was up at the barricade, snapping out orders.
Archers, stand by! Spears and pikes, drop back! Slingers and boulder throwers, up front here!
Sergeant O'Crag shook his head at Letho and Tyria.
You need to be further up to be doing any good with those slings.
Cuthbert whispered to Captain Grandon.
It looks like we'll have to try a charge.
Before Grandon could reply, there was a clatter and a rumble from above. The steep crater side shook as an avalanche of rock and rubble pounded down from above. Tyria yelled,
"Find cover, quick! Get your heads down!"
She and Colin crouched behind a rocky outcrop as boulders bounced by overhead, followed by a hurtling mass of soil, vegetation and scree. Big Colin covered Tyria, shielding her with his powerful back. She felt the thud as several missiles rebounded from him. Then there was silence, soon broken by a cheer from the cats on the rim. Colin straightened up, spitting out dust and groaning as he rubbed his back.
They nearly had us that time, lady.